Robots Radio presents...
Greetings, listener. Welcome to Committee Quest.
Hello, and welcome back to Committee Quest. My name is Stuart, the DM.
Hi, I'm NPC Haley.
Hey, I'm Ben, and I play the halfling bard Lyle Crupperton.
Hi, I'm Tom, and I play the mountain dwarf Spartan Riggs.
Hello, my name is James. I play Runeworm Trap, the Tiefling Warlock, and my wacky animal fact of the day. despite their appearance, elephant shrews are more closely related to elephants than shrews. Now, for those who aren't intimately related to elephant shrew lore, elephant shrews, I think they're about like 5 centimeters long. So that's a weird thing.
That is a weird thing. Elephant, they're an elephant shrew. Is that, are there then normal sized shrews as well? And they're just really big versions of normal shrews, or is it just bullshit?
I think shrews are kind of a UK thing. Maybe it just looks like elephant shrew looks like a mouse that sort of has a long nose and then it's run into a door at some point and sort of its nose is a bit wah. But yeah, it's just wacky that it's like a mouse looking thing, and it's apparently, like, I guess genetically closely related to elephants. Biology is weird.
Wow, biology must be the nose thing, the trunk.
I think so. The old quiet nose.
That's really weird.
Yeah, that's my thing.
That's your thing. Fantastic. welcome back, everybody. A little bit of a recap, I suppose. Can you all remember what you were doing in the last few episodes? Last time we recorded.
I was doing some fighting.
Fighting.
Excellent.
He was fighting me.
I was trying to blast silence, but it turned out it wasn't silence at all. It was silence's fifth. Yeah, I was trying to blast her, but Dulo was not keen. Dulo's a nice dude, and he was protecting her. And yeah, I think we kind of wrapped it up at the end of that fight. We wrapped up for me and NPC Haley anyway.
And Lyle and Spartan, do you recall much of your conversation with Scrumlin?
Crumlin was mad. Well, not exactly. He was annoyed that we'd give him the slip and used his portal to the Feywild.
Mm-hmm.
But he had proposed a potential alliance with the proprietor of the establishment that we'd arrived in Ripley's Rest.
Yeah, that's right. Scrumlin was concerned. He believes that the Founding Five haven't been around for a long time, and that's suspicious, and there's something connecting that with what's happening in the Feywild. And so Ripley and the head she was with her, which is Bishop, is sitting on the table, and they are discussing with you there. I think we're going to fade in on the small gnome creature, close up of their face, pointed downwards, tears streaming from their eyes. They look defeated as the camera pans back out and we see them on their knees in the middle of the Fizzberry fields. About 30 feet away, Rune is standing with Dulo standing sort of in front of him but to the side, looking over at the creature on the floor. Dulo looks between you and says to Rune, "Speak."
I don't know, man. I think we need to get the guys. I'm real mad. This silent sister lady, she's tried to kill us, but yeah, obviously that's not what you want, and yeah, can we maybe We can't let her go. I'm really not okay with that. Like, we got to sort this out. So can you grab her and maybe we'll go find the guys at the pub and see if we can sort this out.
All right. Will he grab her? Yeah, okay. He's going to walk over to her slowly. You see he's walking like tentatively. He doesn't want to move quickly. He doesn't want to do anything that would make it look like he has any malicious intent. And he makes his way up to Haley's character and is now standing a few feet away from your character, Haley.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, "Gum? Safe."
I'm sobbing. I'm defeated. But I resist.
Okay. He steps a bit closer and he says, "Safe." And he reaches his big hands out like he's going to hug you. And says, "Safe, come."
They killed my sister.
He steps closer again.
Sorry, can I try to do a charm person?
Yes.
All right.
Just, they will know if you've tried to do that.
I don't really care. I tried to kill her. I really don't care if she's annoyed at me or not.
Okay.
So that's a wisdom saving throw of 13. She needs to beat. Unless.
So what am I doing? D20?
D20, and then I don't think you've got a modifier.
No, I got 2.
Okay, so you are now charmed, meaning that you have a positive intent towards that person. Do you want to read out what charmed means? Do you have a description of charmed?
The charmed creature regards you as a friendly acquaintance. When the spell ends, the creature knows it was charmed by you.
Haley, okay. you sort of have a...
Come on, mate.
Kind of.
You've had enough.
I made you this friendship bracelet.
Kind of. It's more like...
the one I made for my dead sister, but I'll give it to you.
Jesus. Oh, that's dark.
I don't know. Yeah, what do you... how do you think your person responds to this? After fighting with this person and then having this strange sensation that this is an old friend, perhaps...
So this is how I'm feeling towards Rune, isn't it? So Julo's there and he's, you know, I'm okay with him. I guess, I guess I drop my resistance and I accept that Julo's going to grab me and take me towards Rune and I'm not going to stab him.
So Julo...
I don't even know if Julo needs to grab her. I'd be like... Come on, mate. I can sort of see in her eyes and maybe the change in her. I mean, this is pretty standard sort of rune stuff. He's a shifty kind of dude, so I think he's pretty perceptive in terms of this kind of stuff. I think I can see that the charm has worked. I'm like, sorry, it's all good, Dula. Come on, mate. Let's go to the pub. Let's talk this out.
And off I go.
All right, cool. Dulo does take you.
I don't have any power against Dua.
No, you can say no. I mean, it's you can say no if you want to, but the magic has persuaded you that this is a friendly person.
Okay. Well, yeah. All right. I'm confused. That sounds like I can't say no. Because if I think he's friendly, then I'm going to go with him, aren't I?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I perhaps just relax and still a bit tentatively, but I stay quite close to Julo. I think.
Dulo takes your hand. He's got like this huge orangutan hands that sort of wrap around your tiny little gnome hand. Mm. And he walks through the field with you following Rune.
Yeah.
To Ripley's retreat. When you – are you just going to open – walk in and open the door, Rune?
Yep.
All right.
How do you know we're there? Julo know or something?
A wizard did it. Good point.
Yeah.
Okay, we. I didn't say go.
What about you? What about your closet? Your closet figured it out, right?
Yeah, Cree was what. There we go. It was the wizard Cree did it. Thanks, Cree. Cree telepathically told me he saw you guys go to the pub because he was actually scouting the town, looking for Silent Sister. So,
oh yeah, that is a.
It's not a plot hole.
It's not a plot hole.
We've explained ourselves out of that one.
There is not just a huge uneven pile of bitumen in the middle of the road filling up that pothole at all. So, you go to Ripley's retreat, and when you enter, you see that Scrumblin is sitting at the table with your two friends and another woman, and there is a head on the table as well. A few of the other people in the place sort of turn and look as you open the door.
I see Scrumblin', and I do the collar pull.
Perfect.
I think I've mentioned it in previous episodes. I've been concerned about him catching up with us at some point.
Yep.
Ah, another one of your party. I believe you're the one that wrote the note. Yeah. And it seems your party grows. Now, in Dulo's language, Scrumblin talks to Dulo. And do you still have your helmet on, Lyle?
Yeah, I do.
You hear him say, "Some interesting friends you've made, Dulo. But they seem like a right sort. However, this little one might be in a bit of trouble." And Dulo says, "They're working on it." What do you guys do in this scenario? Ailey, at this point, you are still charmed, but in about 10 to 15 seconds, the charm... Oh, how long does the charm work?
No. It's 1 hour.
Oh, 1 hour. Okay. Oh, you're sweet. Ailey, you are not charmed by the other guys.
I'm a charming dude.
How do you all react to this? You've just walked into the pub and everybody's... in there, Haley, these are the people you were fighting before.
Mm-hmm.
Spartan and Lyle, this is the person you were fighting before that looks almost exactly like Silence.
Oh, is this, yes, this is just from the street fight, not the person who ganked all my stuff or
no.
my face.
You know, not this the face ganker.
Yeah.
This is such an awkward situation because I'm like, Rune is. Is kind of freaking out because Scrumblin's there, who he's been trying to avoid for a long time. And then also this is awkward situation of I'm bringing in someone who recently tried to kill us. And then there's all these other characters there as well. I'm like, guys, can I talk to you to it for a minute? Privately, we just got some explaining to do.
I'll say you've got some explaining to do, mate. Why have you brought her back? And why aren't you punching her?
Ripley puts her hand up and says, "I think you should be open and honest here. We don't need to speak to the side, especially if we're going to be working in a union." And he looks towards Spartan and Lyle. She looks towards Spartan and Lyle.
I try to gesture. You know what? I try to gesture to. What kind of role would this be? I try to gesture to Rune and Spartan, like a question of like, are these guys cool? Like the people at the table, including Scrumblin. Like, are we? How do I? Can I just do a general roll 20 for that?
You might do a performance roll.
I'm trying to communicate a message. What would that be?
You could do a performance role. You could do
Could it be? It's not a sleight
like
of hand.
Charades.
Is it? Just use
charades.
You're trying to convey a whole message through just pure body language.
Yeah. It is a performance, isn't it? All right.
So without being obvious.
All right.
It's almost like.
Oh shit! Okay, that's a six. So I try to do a performance, but it's not a great. It's not great gestures. They're baseball. I'm doing baseball gestures.
Two 22.
It's mostly the catcher kind of ones where I'm just pointing fingers between my legs.
I was going to say the old finger crutch.
Yeah, yeah,
that's right.
He's just squatting at the door,
and everybody in the pub is watching.
He's just squatting at the door with his fingers pointing down, doing weird symbols.
Stuart, can you just give me a bit of a layout of the room and where we're all potentially positioned at this point? So Julie, Rune and I have just come in the main entrance. Is there only one entrance to this room?
No, there are three doors. Oh, sorry. There's one entrance from the outside in. But then there is a door that leads behind the bar, and then there's another door that leads out one side, which is kind of where Scrumblin is sitting. So imagine if you've just walked in the door directly ahead
of
you.
So is this – sorry, I thought it was – maybe I'm totally wrong. I thought it was like a little dining room off the side, but are you saying this is like the foyer of the – like hotel?
No, yeah, this is when you walk into – it's a –
Like
the tavern of an inn sort of thing.
Oh, I see. Sorry. Yeah. Okay.
But it's less buffet. Tavern-y and more dining room, like you say. So when you walk in, there's a selection of smaller round tables that Scrumblin and the other guys are sitting at. Then there's some longer bench tables and a bar. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, what about the salad bar?
There's a salad bar's aren't allowed anymore.
Closed.
The tavern is inside a guitar.
There is a small bar and there is a door behind that, and then there is another door that leads off into the inn area.
Mm-hmm.
If the bar is directly in front of you, there is the table that the guys are sitting at is at the far left of the room,
mm-hmm.
So about 15 feet away. So when you walk in, there's a few people in there having a drink and something to eat, and they sort of look back and see this a huge orangutan-looking creature holding the tiny hand of a gnome who's crying and whatnot.
I'm silently crying at this point. I'm like, I've gained a bit of composure.
And you got room.
Sobbing
down
a little bit. Doing hand gestures between the tables.
Does everyone in the place just stop drinking and...
Staring at Rune, yeah.
Okay.
Everyone's staring at Rune.
I was imagining that there's a bit of a piano playing in the corner and it's sort of... wrong note.
So Ripley sort of looks at you and says, so if there's anything you need to say, you can say it amongst us.
I've obviously failed to convey the message I was attempting to, so I think I'm just going to...
Oh, no, I understood it because I've got my helmet of other languages on. I know exactly what he meant.
Baseball,
no, I have no
baseball,
idea.
Baseball sign language.
It's not a language. I don't know.
All right. Fine. I'm a bit frustrated, but I'm like, okay, so I was scouting out looking for Silent Sister, and I found her, and she was fighting cowboy duels in the field. And I'm like, not only am I going to help duels, I'm going to blast this, she's not a traitor. She's just a bad agent. I'm going to blast her and I'm going to blast her good. And I did some pretty good blasting. But, and then I sort of quickly realized that I've also charmed her. So I'm like, anyway. She's on our, we're all sort of cool now, and I do a big wink to the guys, which I hope Silent Sister can't see. Can I roll for that, can I do a stealth roll for my stealthy wink, or How am I going to do that?
If the link is too stealthy, how are we going to see it?
Maybe deception?
I was thinking yeah. I'll roll for insight to see if I can pick up on all of Rune's various.
I was going to say, do we get like a bonus to insight that Rune's being deceptive? Because that's was just a much natural state.
This was a much better win. That was a 17.
Right. Okay, yeah. So you guys pick up on the very subtle wink that he gives you. However, how does your character feel about this, Haley? You may be charmed by Rune, but you are not charmed by Spartan or Lyle. How do you think they might respond upon entering this room?
I'm edgy, for sure. So I've got my hand on my sword and I want the truth. I want to know why they – like, am I speaking at this point or am I just kind of setting up my little intention?
Maybe we should – I mean, there's a lot of questions that need to be answered here. Do we want to – we can role play them out now, or we can put down what we want to find out and then go from there. But do you think that your character would be forward in wanting to find out what this is about? Because you might start this conversation off.
Well, I mean, no one's talking to me at the moment, so I'm probably and I'm a crafty little assassin, so my hand is on my short sword and I'm surveying the room and I'm making sure that I've got sort of exit points at this point. So, but also, you know, I didn't see Rune's stealthy wink. So, you know, I'm kind of, I mean, I've got my own little plan, I guess.
Yeah, cool. No worries. All right, Lyle and Spartan, what do you have to say or do after getting the information you've just gotten from Rune?
Can I just say real quick, just before you guys, I think just for extra info, my HP is like less than a third. So I think Lyle and Spartan would also probably pick up that I've been a bit messed up by this encounter. So like when my wink is like, we're all okay. But you can also see that like some shit's gone down, I think.
Yes. Your appearance paired with a wink only makes my frown stronger. like, what have you done this time? he's like, what?
We are all good.
Silence's sister? What? This is the one that attacked us out in the street, right?
Yep.
It's not Silence. It's her sister. What is going on here, man?
I just had a brainwave. I can speak Infernal and Lyle can understand Infernal because of his helmet. So I am going to tell him real quick what went down in Infernal.
Okay. So you can relay that information. Is there anything in particular you want to, aside from what actually happened, is there anything in particular you would like to tell him?
I want him to know that I have, the only reason that Silent Sister is here is because one, she's charmed, and the only reason that, well, that I haven't tried harder to kill her is because Dulo does not want that to happen, and I don't want to hurt Dulo. But yeah, I was really trying to blast her. I would have been pretty okay with actually killing her, but Duels is not cool with this, so that's why we are in the situation we are in now.
Okay, cool. So as soon as you stop talking, about three or four people get up and leave because you're speaking in the devil's tongue. So they are... yeah, basically you just scared the shit out of a bunch of people. you see, and when you start speaking, everyone notices Ripley and Bishop, who because the head on the table sort of turns, almost rolls over to look up at Bishop. I mean, at Ripley, and Ripley eyes are wide, and you just hear Scrumlin. Anyway, continue.
Thanks, Scrumlin.
Can I roll for like doing people's eyebrow?
Yeah.
All right. I mean, everyone knows what that is, right?
Yeah, the people's eyebrow. Yeah. it's
a 15.
That's so pretty good.
It's a pretty good. It's a pretty good eyebrow raise, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, that's me. I'm just look. Sorry, everyone. Maybe best to ask Julo what the story is. Listen, this gnome tried to kill us on the street, and she looks exactly like the one that was assigned by the guild to follow us, and she attacked us when we were making our crossing to the Feywild.
But she's not the one. She is the sister. She is different.
Well,
Not that certainly. Different. She tried to kill us. And her sister
there
tried to kill us.
There is good in this one. There is good in this one.
I'm looking very confused at this point.
Okay, why is that?
Because Silence trying to kill you guys is information that I... This is new information to me. So I'm kind of like, hold up.
Wait a minute.
Do you say anything about it?
No, not just yet.
Okay.
But I'm like, I probably am more engaged, like, because they've been talking devil tongue, and now I'm sort of like, it's almost like my ears have pricked up because I was sort of being a bit cagey and just kind of checking the exits, and now I'm full concentration.
Okay.
I didn't say to Silent Sister last time that your sister tried to kill us?
I don't think so, no.
Cool.
Oh, you may have, but it would have been in the heat of battle, and you know, she was not.
Yeah, I feel like you trying to kill me was sort of the main thread of our interaction.
Cool. Was
well, given okay, oh, sorry, I'm a bit taken aback by what Julo's slowly conveying. I'm gonna ask, like, so Scrumlin had connections to the guild to some degree, did he not? Or was he... Yeah, so it's like, well, what do you know about Scrumlin? What do you know about her? What do you know about Silence? You surely saw what happened down in the tunnels.
Well, this is all connected, as I've said before. Silence was a worker for the committee. The committee were agents of the Founding Five, and I have not been able to find Micah, my employer, the person that I have been working for.
Oh, I see.
So there is something amiss here. Yeah, perhaps Silence's young sister might know something, or can elaborate on a little bit about her sister. She seems confused that Silence would have attacked you.
Well, allow me to introduce ourselves. Aside from our devil-speaking friend here, I can assure you we're not murderers. We didn't kill your sister by choice. She attacked us.
You are lying.
It's possible, but I don't really have any proof to say otherwise.
My sister was your friend. She was working with you, and now she's dead. You are the murderers.
Look, I won't lie. We did kill her, but only because she attacked us first, and I'm not even sure what happened to her down in those tunnels.
It was a whole thing.
Why would she attack you?
It was like a properly evil thing. She was like, hoo hoo ha, now I'll betray you. Ha ha. It wasn't like
And technically, it was actually a big spider that kept teleporting too, and it was kind of the spider that got her, really. I mean, we helped, but, you know, it was... not even the spider was on her side.
If anything, you should be mad at teleporting spiders.
Pretty much.
She was loyal to the committee. She was your friend. She would never turn on you.
She did. Hard.
Check your feelings. You know what to do.
She really...
That's literally what Scrumblin says.
She really didn't want us to come here. I don't know why, but she didn't want us to make it to the Feywild.
I don't understand. I'm so confused.
Scrumblin says, look at their faces, little one.
Please don't.
They are not lying.
This isn't going to help.
Should I do my best demonic smile? Should I do a perception roll then?
You can do an insight roll.
Insight, that's what I mean. Yeah. Just to kind of fact check, I guess. Oh. 10, 13.
Yeah, no, you don't think that they look honest, and the way that they're speaking mostly seems, about the stuff they're saying about silence attacking them and not wanting for them to come in, that seems honest. The stuff about the spider being the main one to kill them is a little bit off, but you definitely think that they are not lying about...
That's how I remember it.
I, yes, but who kept, shooting arrows at the spider's worm? I mean, the spider sack. I think it's true.
Details.
I collapse into a chair and I'm sort of like, my little gnome brain is like, I cannot make sense of what's going on here.
Yeah. I think that,
but in turn, like, I've relaxed. I'm not sort of in attack mode. I'm just like, I just don't know what's going on.
I'm going to suggest, and not through any like deception or even, you know, persuasion, because it's a pretty serious matter. Say that, look, we can understand your apprehension at wanting to have anything to do with us at all. You're confused and so are we. We've no idea why Silence did what she did, and suppose we'd like some answers out of it as well. We're probably not going to trust each other, at least not right away. There's suggesting that we're supposed to cooperate, and there's something bigger going on here than just what's happening to us individually. Is there a way that we could make it up to you? Is there a way that we could help you to find out what Silence was doing?
We'll make you a new sister.
I'm just going to sort of... I'm just going to mumble... to myself. So I've kind of sort of heard him, but I'm not going to respond exactly.
There's something bigger going on here than your dead family member. Like, get over it.
It was days ago. Yeah, I'm just kind of sitting there and I'm sort of saying, like, something is wrong. Something happened. This isn't right. This isn't... They wouldn't. Would they?
Hello, thank you for listening to this episode of Committee Quest. If you'd like to get in touch with us, you can hit us up on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram. We are also part of the Robots Radio Network, and coming up are some previews of some of those shows. They're awesome, and you should check them out. We've also managed to land some sponsorship, which is awesome. So if you stay and listen, you can hear some of those deals, and in the show notes, you'll see some links to those as well. Thanks a lot for listening.
The hosts at Robots Radio get a lot of questions from people who are interested in starting their own podcasts about how they can start, how they can grow their audiences, how they can create good content, even what microphone to use and what software to use, things like that. Well, we're changing things up at Robots Roundtable to talk and share about the things that we've learned, the things that work and the things that don't. We're sharing with you our actual real-world experience. How can you launch a show like the Fallout Lorecast and get as many listeners as we did early on and rocket to the top of the charts on Apple Podcasts? How do you create a show in such a crowded marketplace as it is today, as opposed to 10 years ago? We're getting together every week to share our answers with you. Just look up The Podcast Professor, a Robots Roundtable with the hosts from Robots Radio.
Internet security is a pretty big thing, and we have got you covered. NordVPN offers protection from ISP tracking, account breaches, identity theft, Wi-Fi hacking, malware infection, and DDoS attacks. What does this all mean? It means safety for your internet browsing. If you sign up through us, there's a link in our show notes, you get 68% off. Okay, that's 68%. It's an awesome deal. Check the link below. I'm sure you'll get a lot out of this. NordVPN.
You've been listening to a Robots Radio podcast. Smart shows for interesting people. Check out all the shows at robotsradio.net.